I know one of the things that I've did for myself was made a decision to work for a new company and have a different career for the sake of having that balance that I need to be a parent. Many of us struggle with that balance, having to have those responsibilities at work and also trying to be an attentive and a responsible parent, not necessarily by paying the bills, but by being there and enjoying the journey of life. I've myself decided that I have to be there for those moments. I've talked to too many people, too many grown-ups that have said if they wished they would have spent more time with their kids. There's not one person that's ever I run into that said, you know what, I wish I was at work more than I was being a parent. Not one. So I've always taken that to heart, and with my own personal experiences with not having attentive parents, I wanted to break the cycle. I wanted to do something different, and I think I have thus far. I think I've created good memories. I think I've been available there, and my little one's remembering all of that stuff. So for me, it's exciting that all of that is coming to fruition. I don't know what the causation of that will be, if she will become a better person, or I don't know how it's all going to pan out, because it's all different variables, right? How a kid turns out. But I know that I at least I'm doing my end of it, I feel, from being a parent. But in this day and age, you have many workers and many employers that don't feel that way. And the way they want to categorize that is, I guess the wording is called work-life integration instead of work-life balance. And, you know, these are talks that I'm hearing. This lady here was talking about that, Kristen Lemkow. She's the CEO for Business Insider. Jeff Bezos have talked about that, I know for sure. You hear these people, these higher execs, that basically say they take their work home and they do it all the time while they're enjoying their personal life. And I personally don't see a problem with that. I know I did that for myself early on before I was married. I was all in with work and doing that and loved it and had a passion for it. But when you get older and you have kids and you have families, you realize that you want to enjoy a little bit of both. For some people, it's not that way. It's a case-by-case scenario, because there are some people I know that get fully indulged in their job and their whatever it is they're doing, and their life at home is secondary. And in a microcosm of sports, you see it all the time with these coaches. That's why I never got into coaching. I've mentioned that before, because you have such a demand of your time, not only for the sport and preparation, but also being attentive to your kids. It's a full-time job that I couldn't see myself doing, because when you're all in, you're all in. There is no balance. And I think that's where I'm at now in life, where I do need that life now. And I try to integrate it. I would say the question that I was proposing on this was, should we do work-life balance, meaning just being able to separate work with personal life, or do we integrate both? And I think that that's an answer that universally we are not going to all agree upon. So I think it's a case-by-case scenario. I would say if you're a person that's in a government job and you're not comfortable in what you're doing, or you just feel like it's a self-imposed prison because you're there, and then you have to create a work-life balance where the moment you check out of there, like Fred Flintstone back in the days when he gets in his fucking car and he peels off like a bat out of hell, then yeah, you shouldn't have any type of interaction with work. I know that I tried doing the work-life integration in my prior employment because I was taking a lot of time off during the week to be a dad. And that became a problem. And when it did, then I just went ahead and said, okay, well, I'm just going to have a work-life balance. I'm going to be here. And then when I'm gone, I'm gone. I'm not going to pick up the phone. I'm not going to answer any emails. Sorry. That's not the way it works. And now I'm in a place where I love working for my boss. I love the situation I'm in. And I could see myself doing a little work-life integration when needed. And I love that. So I guess the answer to that question that I was proposing here for myself, I feel anyway, is that it depends on the job environment that you're in. So usually for people that own their own companies and they're business owners, that's part of their life. Their life is their job. So they're always going to be integrated and will always expect certain employees. High executives are the same way. So if you're a CEO of a high-end company, like let's say here locally in town, it would be a Hertz or let's just say a hospital. If you're a high executive, those folks, because of the compensation, because of the lifestyle that's been created because of the job, of course, they're going to feel some sort of commitment that they have to infuse with their life. But if you're a regular Joe like me, just out there regular working, check to check, you're just a cog in the wheel, then no, I don't see any reason for you to integrate unless you really want to. But if you're a person that's replaceable, and quite frankly, all of us are, but when you're getting high up on that food chain in a corporate structure, then yeah, I could see being more incentives to checking an email while you're at your kid's soccer game, or you know, checking stuff out after, or getting a phone call after you watch a movie. And I'm sure it's frustrating for the partners because they're not fully indulged, right? I mean, that's the part that you have to always take into consideration is that, is your partner supportive of what you're doing? Because if you're out there living life and working and trying to integrate and checking your emails and checking messages all the fucking time, and if your spouse is not really on board, they're gonna let you know about it. They're gonna be like, look, put that fucking phone down. Don't stop answering those questions, or you know, can you just get away from work when we're around, when we're together? And for some people, that's not an easy answer. That's not an easy solution. So I would, when it comes to this situation, I think if you love your job and if they treat you good, and that's the key, isn't it? All of us want to be treated good. All of us want to feel like we're being appreciated. Even though we may not ask for it, we want to feel whenever we go into our work of employment that the people that are cutting the checks out, the people that we report to, appreciate us, appreciate our sacrifices. Whereas I think in certain work environments, it's looked upon as it's your job. I don't care if you're sick, you're supposed to be here. You know, I don't care what's going on in your life. I hear you. My life is going crazy too, and I'm here. There is not in a level of appreciation that it's exuded, I feel, on a consistent basis. So you have these people that are there, totally depressed, they're getting bitched at, and they're just not happy with life. But they're there because they have to pay the bills. They're there because they have no other choice. It's a comfort death zone. And what do you do about it? Well, you know, the people I know that are happiest, man, are people that are running their own businesses or that are in a place where they're able to be themselves, not apologize, not having to be micromanaged, not having to deal with annoying people. That's when you were stuck in a career where you're dealing with other people and the line of work is such that you just have a monotony and it's just like checking in day after day after day, then yeah, I mean, that's when you have to have a work-life balance. Work-life integration will be more along the lines of somebody that I work with, or not somebody that I work with, but somebody that works for themselves. Then they'll have that they'll create their own balance and be able to do both. But I think it's very interesting how the executives always have that expectation of their minions to be the same way, even though they get less compensation. Even though there's not, that's the thing about it, as CEOs and people, you have to understand the balance. And I wish in this country, I was talking about that before, how like maternity leave, like we have the least amount of time in the whole world for maternity leave. And we are just not a country that we feel if you take time off, we're losing money. If somebody closes on Sunday, God forbid, and you know, you go to other places in the world, Sundays are a ghost town. People are not working whatsoever. Granted, there may be something open here but there, but it's not nowhere the volume of what we have here in the United States. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas. I can go to the gas station anytime, I can go and find somewhere open. And that's the, I remember growing up, it wasn't that way. But again, when you're trying to make money, when it's all about the bottom dollar and you're trying to compete, there is, money never sleeps, as they say. So you got to do what's best for you. I know in my case in point, I could see myself having a work-life integration where I am doing something with my daughter but then answer an email because I love the person I work for. I love the company that I'm with and I love everything I'm doing. But if I'm in a place where I'm not appreciated when they complain all the time about the moment I leave and micromanaging me, then yeah, then I'm going to go ahead and create that wedge because I don't want to, because some people don't understand that balance. There's many people out there in the workforce that we're working with that have already kids out of the house, that they don't have nothing else to look forward to at home. So their job is their life. And that's their outlet. That's their getaway. Just like my outlet and my getaway is the gym and exercising and having that me time. It's in that world. For many other people, that outlet is going into the work environment, feeling important and playing those games and being all, you know, you have the fat people that are just complaining and bitching. They get to work, man. And it doesn't matter about the looks. It's about how conniving you could be, how manipulative, and people just play that game, man. It's a crazy world, but I thought it was interesting that now people are, especially the executives, are okay with that integration, and I'm not with it at all. There's some people that love their job, by all means, but if you're not able to have that balance, it's no different than drugs, right? It's no different than all these addictions. There's some people that can smoke weed. There's some people that can have a drink and still be disciplined to go exercise, to do the things. Then there's other people that they're just alcoholics. They have that DNA in them that where they don't know when to stop. They don't know. And I feel I'm that way when it comes to work. Like, I know myself where I could be very obsessive with achieving a goal when it comes to making money, when it comes to trying to work and show that I can outwork everyone. There's an obsession gene I have there that I can follow that I just don't want to even tap into. So, but for some people, they're able to have that balance. So I think that's kind of where I always go back to knowing yourself and being aware of who you are. Because if you know you're a person that's obsessive, that is spending crazy amount of time at work, it doesn't bother you and you love it, then that's who you are. But if you know that you have that in you, but you enjoy the work-life balance like I do, then you got to do it as is. You can't dabble into that. You can't do that integration, because what happens is that integration, then the people higher ups always expect you to do it all the time. And that's the thing about it. It's like once you open Pandora's box, when it comes to that work and trying to infuse work with personal life, it never ends. Now they're expecting it. You know, it comes back to how I deal with people now, creating boundaries, creating levels of, okay, like you've exuded your time here, or this is the amount of effort I'm going to give in, so on and so forth, because people don't understand boundaries. People don't, they're going to use you and abuse you because we're selfish. We're a selfish culture. And I'm not saying all people are selfish, but I think in the United States, we're even more selfish because that's what it's driven. It's like money, greed is good. There's nothing wrong with wanting more. It's something that is encouraged and it's masqueraded around, you know, people living by the word of God and being Christians, but at the same time, they don't fucking help anybody else. You know, it's a very weird conundrum that I see. It's like, you know, these people get all passionate about God, about helping thy neighbor and all that shit. They don't even know their neighbors. They don't even know who they live next to. And they create these bigoted views about other people and things like that. That's not the way. Like I said, if you want to see how a Christian lives, go talk to Tim Tebow. I think that's the guy that I would look up to as a Christian. Like, Tim Tebow, all right, you can talk to me. Tim Tebow could definitely talk to me about religion. I'd be like, all right, I believe you, dude. Like, you're living the life. You're my Mount Rushmore of noble beings, fictional or non-fictional. It's Tim Tebow, Jon Snow, Captain America. I think I may have to put Goku in there. That's my Mount Rushmore of noble gentlemen in this world that, you know, they're righteous, they do well, they're not bullying other people. Yeah, Tim Tebow's in that Mount Rushmore for me. There's no denying that. That guy can't do no wrong, man. Good for him. Love that guy. He's double A. Double A, I think he made the All-Star game. Good for him. Works hard, man. Humble. I don't know, man. Tim Tebow. I hate when I hear the haters from Tim Tebow. Man. All right, that's a different tangent for another day. But, yeah, work-life integration, man. Just be leery about that. I think it's more about the balance. But if you love your job or if you own your business, I think that's something you already do, right? But for us regular folks that are cogging the wheel, you have to, you know, unless your boss really makes you feel appreciated and really loves what you do and then compensates you financially for that, then just stay away from that. Because once you start digging in there, man, it never ends. And they want more and more and more.